This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So we're doing this symposium summit on wokeism in America, and I will tell you, we're winning in the world of wokeism in America. Now, don't get too excited, because there's still a lot to undo, a lot to unravel. We got these kids these days spun up so tight on woke, if you think that it's going to just loosen up all of a sudden, it's like a tight muscle. You got to get one of them little Asian women to put their elbow into it or get up on your back and walk it out, because you're not just going to dismantle woke that quickly. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. We've got the summit on woke, October 5th and 6th. And the reason is we want people to understand where it is, how pervasive it is, when to recognize it, and most of all, how do you confront it? How do you fight it? Glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, you are fighting it, and you are winning. And I want to give you a couple of stories. Well, in this case, one story about it. And it has to do with this guy named Ibram Kendi X. I couldn't believe that Denzel Washington, in the movie The Equalizer, they feature this guy's books as like feature reading. He's an apologist. Money is drying up for him, because people are now waking up to this idea of woke. Corporations embraced it for a long time, and the cash they gave out was absolutely, it was atrocious. They gave it to all these different organizations run by guys like Kendi. Then they gave it to universities. They gave it to think tanks. They gave it to other activist groups. And as one guy wrote, this Bud Light fiasco shows what happened to those who dive in and embrace woke. But he also continues, it's not just the scandal-plagued groups like Black Lives Matter. I mean, think about this. I got a little organization here. It's been up and running now for the better part of 16 years. Black Lives Matter, a terrorist group, comes along. They have spent more money in houses than we have brought in the entire 16 years of existence of my organization that does nothing but good things. I just told you guys. In another segment of the show, we gave away tablet computers to a Navajo Nation school, 141 of them. We're giving away another 400. Our goal is to give away 10,000. We've got partners out the wazoo in this stuff. It's ridiculous. Melissa and I have gotten 1,000 kids adopted. If we don't do anything else in our lives, we've done more than most people will do in 10 lifetimes. I'm not trying to be all Schindler on you, but we've changed the lives of 1,000 kids, most likely for the better. Based on what we know, I can tell you this, the lives couldn't have gotten much worse. And I could go on with the charitable things we've done. I just got a phone call from the lady that we got her dental, got her $15,000 worth of dental. And she called me to tell me, she says, Kevin, I got to speak at an event. At whatever, I don't know the date. It's in a month or so. And she said, I just wanted to call you to thank you, because I'm going to have a beautiful smile when I go to speak to these people. And I almost cried. I could go on. And you know she and I talked about later. She says, you know what I want to say about you? She says, you help people where it matters. You know, it's one thing to say, oh, yeah, I went and I boxed up a bunch of, things to send to the troops or to send to poor kids in Africa. That's great. I think people need to do those things. No question about it. But I like to know, you're the person I helped? Way to go. These kids we helped send that we sent to Hillsdale. 4 kids for the summer, 2 of which Hillsdale said they're going to try to get into the college. I can't even tell you how difficult that is to do. How many kids you have to screen to do that? And we were able to make that happen. So, but I know what impact we had on those kids, because I've seen their faces. It's what we call high touch. And again, I'm not lamenting other organizations. They're all needed. I want people to understand they're all needed. But the thing that gets me is when you can say, this is the person I helped. But you look at Black Lives Matter. They spent more money on houses than we've brought in. I don't know. It's millions and millions of dollars this group has brought in. And I can tell you this, Melissa and I have spent easily. It's approaching $2 million. I would have never believed that I would invest my little bitty fortune in this industry, but I did. And you know why? Because God got me up every morning and said, get up and do it. You better do it. Don't you talk to me about your money. God is ethnic. My God is ethnic. Okay, you better get your butt up. Oh, man, it reminds me of a movie we're going to make where God was a black dude who was protecting Trump. Hysterical. Still want to make that film. Anyway, Black Lives Matter. They riot in cities. They hit black-owned businesses the hardest. They buy multi-million-dollar homes for their leadership. But guess what? People are finally catching on. They're like, okay, we got them. These people are not. They're disingenuous. They're not legit. Antifa, the strong arm of the KKK, the new version of the KKK for the Democrats. Oh, it isn't just targeting blacks or whatever, but it's targeting conservatives. It's targeting capitalists. They still have the people that they want to target. And what if Donald Trump's persecution hasn't said anything to you yet? Let me just whisper this to you, folks. The target of a egregious, grotesque government, not egregious, but well, possibly, but a grotesque government can be anybody. It's not just poor black people. It's not just the Chinese back in the early 1800s or whatever. No, it can be targeted to an ideology. And it'll target rich people too. Rich, white, Republican, conservatives. But we're going to win in the end because we have truth on our side. So what's happening right now is this. It's more than go woke, go broke. We've broken the back of woke because people have finally woke to woke. They have finally awakened to the idea that they don't need to feel guilty in this country about your grievance. And what is your grievance? What are you upset about? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people that walk around this country acting as if something has been done to them. What are you upset about? Because let me tell you, every time I look deeper into whatever the grievance is of the grievance industry of the left, you know what I find? I don't find anything. I find lies. But as I've said about lies, they catch up with you and stress you out. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this woke race pimp, Kendi Ibram X.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Kendi Ibram X lives a lie. He lives a lie that he's convinced himself about America. He recognizes the lie every time he gets up, looks in the mirror, goes out into the public. He sees the lie, but he lives the lie because that's how he finances his life, on the lie. And let me tell you, every one of these race pimps, I wrote a book about them, Race Pimping. Go to racepimping.com to get it. Every one of these people living this lie are feasting. That's the trend. Go look at any one of them. But look at the guys, and I'm not trying to contrast myself, but look at the people telling the truth. Look at what we go through to tell the truth about this country, how great it is. How just get up there, do what you're supposed to do, don't let anything distract you, and you can do and be whatever you want. This is one of the only countries where you can do that. And by the way, it is the best country in which you can do it. As crooked as it is, with all the things that are wrong with it, this remains the best country for doing that. That is the lie that, as far as Kendi Ibram X is concerned, he wants to sell the lie that you can't do that. And that's why he's struggling. The Washington Free Beacon reported the Boston University Center for, get this, anti-racist research is firing somewhere between 15 to 20 employees. This guy's got, he's firing 15 to 20 employees, but he has about 45 people employed. The Boston University Center for Anti-Racist Research. Kendi launched the center in June of 2020 at the height of the movement to defund the police. I want you to understand, folks, 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, this guy launched an anti-racist research group that was funded probably with millions of dollars that employed 45 people to research anti-racism in America. In other words, how bad this country is. And he got millions of dollars. And it was done through Boston University. The writer of this article says, Kendi has built a lucrative career teaching people about anti-racism, defined as, quote, the practice of actively identifying and opposing racism. Do you think he's doing that? Let me ask you, white folks, do you feel raced upon? Because I'm going to tell you something. I've seen racism I watch all the stories, Roots, and all these other stories about, and I know our history, the history of black folks. Let me tell you, you are being raced upon worse than anybody. It's blatant. It's as blatant as it was in the 1800s for black folks and any other folks. He says, he received a $625,000 MacArthur Genius Grant in 2021. Charges $20,000 to speak. His books, Anti-Racist Baby, How to Be Anti-Racist, have landed on New York Times bestseller list. I don't have to read his books to tell you it's dribble. Kendi has argued that the U.S. is an inherently racist country, asserted that police are, quote, inherently harmful, and call for a constitutional amendment to ban inequity over a certain threshold, as well as racist ideas by public officials. This guy is an icon in the black community. And that's a tragedy. I was talking to somebody the other day. We were talking about Thomas Sowell. Oh, you know who it was? I had to get a massage. And don't you guys think, oh, Kevin, you got a massage. No, I had a crick in my neck. I could not get it out. So I had to, I booked the massage, and the lady, she was doing my massage. Her name was Tiffany. And as we talked, you could tell she was kind of, well, towards the end, she was like, you know, anyway, we got in this philosophical conversation that turned political. And I said, let me just be up front with you. And this is dangerous when somebody's working on your body. But I said, I'm a staunch conservative. I say, you should be able to do what you want to do. You know, there's no limitation. And she's like, I was kind of afraid to talk about it. It was funny because she was like, you could tell she was tiptoeing around the edges of the subject, trying to feel out, you know, almost like she was feeling my little crick in my neck. She was feeling me out, you know, psychologically or philosophically. And I said, look, you're safe. You're safe to say whatever you want to say. And she goes, I just don't get it. And people need to, this is a white girl going, people need to understand that, like Larry Elder, and I said, Larry's a friend of mine. What? And then I said, she goes, and Thomas Sowell, I'm thinking this white masseuse, 30-something-year-old girl, knows who Larry Elder and Thomas Sowell is. Somebody's doing their job. By the way, it's Larry Elder, who she goes, I love Larry. And I go, then you'll probably love my work too. But Larry's the one who turned her on to Thomas Sowell and all that, and she's gotten educated. So if you think that we don't get through in the black community in terms of the other people, I give you what Larry did with this woman. Anyway, back to Kendi. Granddaddy, this guy writes, of all things woke, the intellectual locus of wokery. He's perfected the art of wokecraft, having written a series of bestsellers, mau-mauing whitey liberals with titles such as Anti-Racist Baby, How to Be an Anti-Racist, sold at places like Target, doing the act Shelby Steele once described as offering absolution to guilt-beaten whites for their immutable, inborn, incurable racism, and making bank while he's at it. America is a flawed, racist country from its very start, for which there is no cure. And you wonder why I'm doing a thing on wokeism? Anyway, the whole point of this is he's getting beat up now. They don't know the exact reason for the layoffs, according to the Beacon, but they did note that public polls were showing a drop-off in public support for woke organization. So it's cut into the donations for these wokester groups. It's reduced corporate giving to foundations and academic institutions. And all of these organizations are being affected. BLM's losing donations. Bigfoot foundations such as those funded by the Soros family and Zuckerberg are laying off staff. Corporations themselves have been getting rid of DEI departments, etc. This is what I want to tell you. I want to tell you that you think that you're a little bitty person in this world of things and you go, my voice doesn't matter. But your voice gets amplified through people like me and many others that are much larger than I. And it ends up with Kendi laying off staff, with all these DEI pimps laying off staff, with corporations waking up, corporations laying off these DEI pimps, these cancerous beings that are inhabiting corporate America that have no reason to be there, certainly not in this country. And one would think that these corporations would get it. They'd say, well, wait a minute. You seem to be doing pretty well, Michael Eric Dyson. All these professors that teach this stuff. All of them. You're doing well. What is it? What's your big grievance? Well, I'm not talking about it for me. I'm talking about it for all the other people. Oh, I get it. So you're the spokesman. You're the person that says all these other people who probably don't even know most of their names, you're representing them. You're representing the system. And that's why this deal with Trump is powerful. I've mentioned it before, but it bears repeating. If the system is only, you know, clamping down on oppressing young black people or black people in general, why is it oppressing this rich white Republican? You think they're going to be studying that in the colleges? Anyway, look, I want to end it with this. Kendi losing money, DEI losing money. We should be congratulating ourselves, but don't get too celebratory because we got more work.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious the unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee grilling Attorney General Merrick Garland. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan today accusing the Justice Department of protecting President Biden and his son Hunter while targeting former President Trump. A new strike deadline has been announced by the United Auto Workers President Sean Fain. He said if no substantial progress in contract talks has been made by noon this Friday, they will call on more local unions to expand their strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis. New York police looking for a third suspect in a deadly drug exposure case at a Bronx daycare. Authorities say a large amount of fentanyl was found on top of children's play mats. A one-year-old died last Friday. Several other children got sick. Corey Myers, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The most shocking poll in a while came across my desk thanks to my crack smoking. I mean, sorry, Cracker Jack group of producers. No, we don't do drugs here at the Kevin Jackson Network. Anyway, these guys sent me an article that said that there are three Republicans capable of beating Joe Biden as we sit today. Now, you might be asking yourself, what Republican couldn't beat Joe Biden? Kevin, what's the big deal? I mean, seriously, only three? Now, okay, let's face it. Asa Hutchinson couldn't beat him. Chris Christie. And others. Those guys, only, I don't even consider them Republicans. But there are people in this field that supposedly can beat Joe Biden. Now, given Joe Biden's dismal record and, well, what, everything, it's hard for me to believe that even the lowest ranking Republican couldn't beat Joe Biden. And I say this because if some of my friends say, Kevin, I would hold my nose, but I would vote for a Chris Christie or whatever over these guys. And I guess there's some logic to that in the sense that you certainly don't want any more of the Democrats. But they didn't make the cut. Biden has been a one-man wrecking crew to the American public, but there are still people out there that I wouldn't trust to beat him. And think about it. He's probably one of the easiest presidents to beat. He was easy to beat in 2020, and we absolutely kicked his narrow behind, as my grandmother would say. But they pencil whipped us. But they're going to have a tough time doing that because inflation alone practically disqualifies Biden from holding public office ever again, and that's the least of his worries. Thanks for being a part of what I do every day. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I mentioned this before, it's going to come up a lot, so get used to this topic, but Biden's age is finally being discussed. Finally. And generally speaking, they discuss it and they also point the finger at Donald Trump. They're like, well, should we have anybody over the age of 80 that should be serving as president? I mean, look at, you know, and they want, because they know Biden shouldn't have served and been shoehorned in the cheat. But they also want to make sure that people know that Donald Trump's very close to 80. And this isn't just for one 80-year-old. This is for all the 80-year-olds. Well, sadly for them, Trump continues to convey the physical and mental fitness of a 50-year-old. And look, I get it. He's aging. There's no question about it. Father time is going to get us all. But Donald Trump is living right, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. He's done everything right. I don't know what Joe Biden's done, but I will tell you this, having talked about the toll of lying, I know it, Donald Trump has lived his life saying, I'm not making excuses. I'm not. If you think you got me here, it's like when they say, well, you filed bankruptcy. Yeah, you made the rules. He didn't go, well, I tell you what, I filed bankruptcy and I'm really sorry. And no, he just owned it. Yeah, you're right, I did. You can tell the way Donald Trump lives it. He's not living it with any regrets, life that is, with any regrets. And that will keep you young because he's saying, I'm not stressing about it. I tell people all the time, why stress if you got God and attorneys? You don't need the stress. When I was young, I did. People were, I'll sue you. No, I'll sue you back. I didn't have an attorney. I'm not going to sue you back. But when I started getting to the point where I could have my lawyer on retainer or my company's not, and people would say, I'm going to get you. And I go, whatever. It's like this group that sued us. You use one of our pictures, you're going to pay me $5,000. I said, good luck. Here's my attorney. Gone away. This is when people were just looking for free money. And they still are, by the way. I don't think anything's changed. They just got a different hustle. The left has always got a hustle. Anyway, age is being discussed by Joe Biden. It cannot be discussed in a good way because Joe Biden is not aging in a good way. But meanwhile, Trump, looking good, said, I'll take him. He goes, I already took a mental, acumen test, acuity test. I'll take another. But Joe Biden, he's in bad shape. This guy, he goes, it isn't his age. Trump said this. I've got the clip. We got it somewhere here. Don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it. But Trump says, it's not his age. It's his ability. And in a recent article, I told you guys, I read that Joe Biden believes he won't outlive his son's legal troubles. And for me, this article, it was a telltale sign that Biden's been given his marching orders. He's about to go on what the Australians call walkabout, go die in the wilderness. That's what the Native Americans did when you got super old and you knew it was your time to die. You didn't die in front of the kids and everybody. You died. You walked out and you died that way. You went out into the wilderness. They didn't even bury you. I find it pretty cruel, but okay. I mean, okay, we now have burial, but in the old days they just said, I don't want to be a burden. We can't even get our politicians to walk away, alive. They know they're ready to go. I've told the story many times. My great-grandmother, the day before she died, she called my grandmother in her room. And started giving stuff away. My grandmother came out and said, Mama's giving everything. Why is she giving everything away? I didn't know. I was like 4 years old. But I was looking up like, really? She's giving it. I remember I could hear my great-grandmother going, now in this chest is such and such. And you give that to old Lou. And you give this here to Burrow. And I could hear her. She died the next day. She knew she was dying. When I get to that time, I guess you do know. Now, my grandmother, when she was dying, I whispered to her hospice. I was like, well, she doesn't want to get her toe amputated because she was going to develop sepsis. And she says she doesn't get her toe amputated. She's going to die. And so my grandmother had super duper hearing when she was dying. And she was like, I ain't dying. I said, well, whether you take the toe or not, I mean, we're pretty much at the end. And my grandmother yelled at me, I ain't dying. Tickles me to this day. Good for you, mother dear. That's what I was thinking. Good for you. You fight to the end. She lived life and loved life. God bless her. I love her to death. Well, let me go back to what we were talking about. So Biden's age being discussed, his mental acuity is being discussed, and that's a critical thing. And we all know by now they should have invoked the 25th Amendment on Biden. The Democrats know this. And let me tell you, the cover-up of Joe Biden's health is going to be something that haunts the Democrats for a long time. It's a cover-up. It's a cover-up of the most open secret next to Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein. Really? So people were, Harvey Weinstein was messing with these starlets for 3 decades and nobody said a word. But then you go hear Cindy McCain or Hillary Clinton or all, well, Harvey did have a bit of a reputation. He's a horrible dude. And the Democrats who form the Me Too movement, who've got all these different things that they profess, and you know what they won't admit? They all knew. They didn't care about sexual harassment. They only care about sexual harassment if it's done by somebody that they've targeted, or conservatives, period. If they've targeted you, Mario Cuomo Lovegov, not Mario, but Andrew Cuomo Lovegov, if they target you, you're toast. Why isn't he being mentioned as a presidential hopeful? They went after him. They were sick of the Cuomos. I don't know who it was. It wasn't conservatives. I mean, we've been sick of them for a long time. We've done nothing. But let the left get sick of you, and poof, you're gone. Poof. Lovegov, out of here. But anyway, these guys, all the dirt, everything public. Jeffrey Epstein, they've all known about Epstein. Every one of them. But they get on his plane, they go to his island and, you know, bugger little boys and girls and do whatever they do. And then act like, oh, I don't know what happened. And I'm talking about elites from all over the world. Every part of this, well, I don't know who the cabal is. The Bilderbergs, the Rottinghams, the Gogglehams, the Mugglehams, whatever. All these super rich white folks that make money for doing nothing. And it's just part of the, it's now become so automatic. They don't have to think about it. They're the ones making these decisions, but they know. And you wouldn't know what they also know? They knew Joe Biden was compromised, and they put him into office anyway. Cheated us out of our rightful president. That's a fact. And you can censor me, you can disagree with me. If you disagree with me, you're a fool. And if you censor me, well, shame on you. Trump got cheap. And I will go to my grave. I could get Alzheimer's and, you know, whatever, Tourette's and all of it. Whatever brain malady dysfunction you want to give me, and I will know that as a fact. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the people who can be Joe Biden. Who couldn't? What Democrat can't be Joe Biden? You put anybody now at this point. Pete Buttigieg can be Joe Biden. Gavin Newsom can be Joe Biden. Even the Lovegov can come in and be Joe Biden. Why? Because all the Democrats know exactly what we've already known. This dude is a demented clown that never should have been president. And when we come back, we're going to delve into this poll. Because there's a lot to be discerned from. Not good news for some.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I think I told you guys a long time ago that I did not know this happened until I got a call from Joe the Plumber, my buddy that just recently died. And Joe called me and says, "Hey, brother." I said, "Hey, buddy." He goes, "Hey, I got this group. I'm not going to say the name of it, but he says, they'd like an article written about blah, blah, blah." And he goes, "What are your thoughts on such and such?" And I said, "Here's my thoughts." He goes, "Hey, well, that's kind of what they were thinking. So here, call this guy and you can write an article. They'll pay you. They want it from influencers." And they said, "They'll pay you, I believe it was $1,500 or $2,500. To write an article if you believe in it." and what their deal. So I talked to the guy, and he says, you know, what's your take on such and such? And I go, and I gave him my take. He goes, okay, great. He goes, yeah, so we'll make, you know, cut you a check for this much, write the article, put it on your website, distribute it out. And I remember thinking, are you kidding me? You're going to pay me $2,500 for a single article, my take on this situation. And so I quizzed the guy. I said, well, let me ask you this. What if I had a different take? He goes, well, we handle all different types of clients. Some want, you know, people to write pros, and some want them to write cons. So, in other words, this guy has got a group of people that are paying influencers to write an article both directions, and he finds a conservative and a lefty, and then he's probably brokering the deal, getting a percentage. You know, I don't know what he got paid. For all I know, he got paid $10,000, and he found me as a schmuck, and I do it for $2,500. But ask me if I cared. I will never know the answer to that question. But I know when I got that $2,500, I was like, you must be kidding. Well, I have some strong opinions on a lot of things, I told him. Like, dude, if I get paid $2,500 for my opinions, Lord knows, I just found my Midas. Oh, it was so funny what I was thinking at the time. So anyway, I write the article, and you have to believe in it. And I wrote, now they go, we can kind of seed it for you, you know, with talking points. You can send me your talking points, but I'll write the article, and I did. And it was the only time I did it. But I will tell you, I learned so much. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So these articles you see are not really necessarily, I mean, they're written by people who believe it, but it's kind of a propaganda machine. There's somebody funding it. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And let me tell you, I'm going to tell you up front, if somebody came to me right now and said, Kevin, we will pay you what? It could be, I'm not going to give you a number, but I would do it cheaper than that. But you write an article based on your opinions, what you believe, and we're going to, are you kidding, man? I would do that all day and twice on Sunday. The Lord said to rest. I'd be like, Lord, they're paying double time. Don't make me smoke thee, Kevin Jackson. Anyway, as I've said on many times on this very program, don't believe the polls. I'm telling you, don't believe the media. And I just explained, you can't believe all the things that you read. And I tell you, I've been reading all these. Joe Biden got a 77% of people think he's too old to serve. 69% of Democrats. 68% of, or 70% of independents. 93% of Republicans. And Joe Biden, 53% of the people, or 66% of the people say Joe Biden's got the country going the wrong direction. Yeah, I mean, it's overwhelming. Well over 60% negative. He's in a statistical dead heat with Trump. Okay, how so? Sorry to inject logic here, but how so? It's not even possible mathematically. Oh, Trump is so hated. People remember those low gas prices and all those bonuses they got when Trump took out all the onerous legislation and you know, from the EPA and OSHA and all these other things, and companies were able to give living wages without the government interference. Yeah, they hated that. They hated feeling safe. They hated feeling proud about America and make America great and America first. Oh, what else? Americans despise that. You want me to believe that? Yeah, just like they want me to believe that Joe Biden is a viable candidate for the next election cycle. Outrageous. He wasn't a viable candidate in 2020. But they sold it. Sold the lie, cheated. All the ballot stuffing and everything they did. Mail-in ballots, 110% voter turnout in certain jurisdictions. It's ridiculous. And then they want to tell you, we didn't cheat. What do you mean? What evidence do you have? Well, I don't know. I guess 110% of people voting in various districts might be a little bit of evidence. Let's get to the polls. Joe Biden is finally, they say, he's lagging behind former President Trump and several other Republican candidates, including, you ready for these names? Nikki Haley and Tim Scott. Both from South Carolina. Nikki Haley, obviously, the former governor. Tim Scott, senator from South Carolina. and they did a hypothetical 2024 general election matchup, and those three, Trump, Nikki Haley, and Tim Scott, beat Joe Biden. Survey was from Harvard Caps Harris Poll. 44% of respondents say they would vote for Trump. 40% said they'd back Biden. 15% unsure. They always leave that wiggle room like, well, you never know. They said that in a matchup with Haley, 41% would vote for her. 37% would vote for Biden. So she loses on the top end where Trump would get 44%. She would only get 41%, but she wins on the back end because Biden would get 40% under Trump and only 37% for her. Which always, quite frankly, makes me skeptical. But okay. And then the next one, which is Tim Scott, 39% support Scott, 37% support Joe Biden, 21% unsure. And 25% said so when when Biden went up against Scott. I don't know what that even means. So Trump 44, Haley 41, Scott 39, all of them beating Biden. Trump had a 4% gap. It looks like it's 5% depending on which poll. 5% gap, 45-40. Haley had a 4% gap, 41-37. And Tim Scott, a 2% gap. But what got me on this particular thing was who was missing. Governor of Florida, or Florida governor, if you're dyslexic, it's the other way, Ron DeSantis. And that shocked me. And that's why I say to you, I go back to what I said earlier. You got to understand who's the driving motivator here. If I had to guess, I'd say it's some Republicans out of South Carolina who want to make their state look good. They've got two candidates running, a senator and a acting senator and a former governor who are running. And so that I'm just kind of giving you what's inside of my brain, because there's no reason why DeSantis shouldn't beat Joe Biden. Now, maybe there's a reference, and they say, no, he would lose, but they didn't put it in the article. But I'll tell you this, and I'm not making a play one way or the other. I just noticed, by omission, the guy who's number two to Trump, based on the debates, and I did learn that Trump is not going to attend the second debate either. And I think that once you've not attended the first one, not that you guys are asking me, but I will get asked, I'm sure, by radio show hosts that I do their shows, should Trump debate? I wouldn't. Now that you've already skipped one, it didn't create anything negative for you. Yeah, you might as well skip the other. Let the JV debate. Now, what will happen is people will start going at each other because they're fighting over scraps at this point. And who's going to have to fight the most for the scraps? We're talking about him right now, Ron DeSantis. Now, I'll give you this. I saw other polls. Again, I dismiss them, but they do have touch points, data points you want to talk about. I heard, at least from this poll I read, that Tim Scott was the most likable of the Republican candidates. People don't, they have to find something not to like about him. He's an affable guy. Nikki Haley, I believe, came in second, but she's got her uphill climb is, the tougher she looks, the worse it looks for her as a woman, because we don't really, I mean, people can talk about their biases, but you want a woman to be more level-headed. She can't go after the guys the way guys go after the guys. So she's got a little bit of baggage, not something that can't be overcome. I think a Carrie Lake, for example, I'm not talking about credential-wise, but a Carrie Lake, that lady knows how to debate. She knows how to push people back. She could do it. She would do it with class and style. So maybe she's going to be on the short list of even Trump's VPs, which that's a whole other discussion, right? Is it going to be a woman? If Trump's alluded to that. But let's stay on track here, because I know you guys keep getting me off track. DeSantis, to not get mentioned, that's a blow, particularly given Tim Scott's polling. So I'm curious what's going to happen with this.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now to something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.